Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Nick Humphries Medium Show. I'm Nick Humphries. I am your medium. I'm your host for the next 2 hours. I do have a special guest tonight. I shall be introducing my guest shortly. But firstly, let's give out those numbers that everybody needs to have at hand. The first one is obviously US, 760-283-4611. Anywhere outside the US, it's 001-760-283-4611. And if you want to get into the show free, it's obviously www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. Well, it's a bit of a mad one this evening because I can't actually get myself into the chat room, but we're working behind the scenes to get me in there. So welcome all, everybody in the chat room. Please bear with me. I shall be there shortly, hopefully. Fingers crossed. But what a mad week. What a mad month. Because I've been doing these events. You know, we all, obviously, as a medium, we all do sorts of different events and Christmas fairs. I've done a really good Christmas fair over the weekend, but it wasn't me doing readings. It was doing a gift stall. But I've actually started doing events with a small company called AH Events. Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic idea. Run by a lady called Angela Howells here in South Wales. And basically what it is, it's a ticket event. And you get, within the ticket price, you get your lunch. And you get a gift bag. You get, you know, it's... You get, you know, you can come around. You get special discounts on the stalls and the stands and the readings. It's actually really, really good idea. Really, really good. And I think if you're interested and you want to come see me and you want to come and join, I think it's called Ladies at Lunch. It's at the Goose and Cuckoo on the 10th of December. It's about 6 p.m. It starts. Ticket price is about £12, and it's in Clan Gadog. There you go, I got it right. It's a bit of a tongue twister for me. Yeah, really, really great event. And I know this lady will be expanding. So, you know, keep an eye out. So what else has been going on with me? Yes. I've been looking up for my visa for India. I'm getting really excited. I'm nervous, but I'm excited by it. Obviously, I've had this fantastic opportunity to go to India for about 40 days to work out there, give philosophy, do some teaching, also to be taught as well, because no doubt I'm going to be taught some fantastic stuff out there as well. But also I will be flying the flag for Mike Spirit FM, and I know I will be in a couple of hotels while I'm out there, and private residence as well, so hopefully I will have internet connection, and I will be also doing my show live from India. I'm due to go out there in January, which is about the 12th to about the 27th, and then I fly back home, and then it's not long after that that me and dear old Mike Davis, we shoot off over to Norway. I can't wait. It's 2013, it's going to be a mad, mad year for a lot of people, and well, it should be for everybody, really. All this change of energy. So it's great. But also, there was something that was said to me about Facebook, and I do want to mention Facebook, because you can get me on there. My Facebook page is International Medium Nick Humphries, and you can go on there. You can obviously message me through that, but also my website is www.nick-humphries.com. Okay, it's been a mad evening here, so you have to bear with me. So on Facebook, now if I can find a link, it's about buying or downloading something off of iTunes, which all proceeds go to the Meningitis Trust. It's all about a little boy that was fighting for his life two whole months. He died earlier this month. Bless him. When you read the story, this little boy, he contracted meningitis. And first off, he had both his legs amputated to save his life. And then he had both his arms amputated. But not long after that, sadly, he lost his life. So his primary school that he used to go to, his whole school have actually recorded Silent Night. It's heart-wrenching, really. And if you download that, all the money and all the proceeds go towards the Meningitis Trust. But you can look this up. It's really, really great. It's very sad news and very sad things, obviously that happen. But we know that, obviously, he is loved. He is loved and he's in spirit. In fact, I'm being messaged about it now. Please, everyone, go to iTunes and download Lady Well School's version of Oh Holy Night. It has been recorded by a Camden Beggan school friends, a beautiful six-year-old boy who lost his two-month battle with meningitis on the 20th of November. All proceeds go to Meningitis Trust, so please help. There you go. That's from my dear friend, Rebecca. Love her. Bless her. Yes. So there you go. Please do that. It's really great. So what we're going to do, because I know we've got a fun-packed evening tonight. We've got a lovely guest. Okay, my guest tonight is Julie Sock, who's all the way over in New Zealand. Bless her heart. I believe it might be the morning for her. But we're going to go to a track first, okay? I warn you, it's a Christmassy one, okay? But I'm playing it for a purpose, okay? It's 4 weeks today till Christmas Day, okay? And obviously, I am doing my show on Christmas Day, and I hope to be joined by lots of other hosts of Mike Spirit FM on the day, just to give everybody, their wishes to everybody who listen. But this song is about, listen to the song. It's about bringing our boys home, from the war-torn zones and so on, just to be with their families over Christmas. So we can say hello and have a hug from them all if we are affected in that sort of way. So let's go to that track, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to Julie. So we'll speak to you.
Hey, Mr. Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly. But it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry? Christmas.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 0741116839 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, there you go. And I can't wait for that. I'm Mike Davis, and I can't wait to meet you there. It's great. I love that advert. Well done, Mike. So, obviously, I'm Nick Humphreys. I'm your medium for the next hour and 50 minutes. But we do have the lovely guest. Our guest is Judy Sock. So, let's round of applause. Julie, are you there?
Hi, Nick. How are you doing, mate?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Sounds like I'm doing better than you. You've had no sleep all day.
No, I've had no sleep. I've been up since about 3 o'clock this morning. So, you know, it's part of life, I suppose, and it's part of having kids and so on. So I suppose you just
have
to get
on. Well, as my mother would say, you shouldn't have joined the club.
Well, yeah. But hey-ho, there you go. No answer to that one. So how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Yeah, I've been very busy lately. It's good to hear what old Mike's doing. He's doing some amazing stuff. And sounds like you've got a busy jetting schedule yourself coming up.
I have, yeah. It's pardon the pun, but it's really taken off. but yeah, you know, it was a nice surprise and a nice a welcome one as well, I have to say. And I am nervous. I'm going over to India all on my own, so it's a big place, but I'm sure I'm going to have so much fun out there. But you're in New Zealand.
We are, yes. We're in your future. It's now 10:15 on our Wednesday morning, so we're well ahead of you at the moment. I've got to say, it's a lovely bright day, but no, I still can't give you the lottery results for tonight.
Oh, dear. So just to let all our listeners know that I am still having technical problems here and I can't get into the chat room.
So, thank God.
Just to tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Okay. I'm out in New Zealand, but I'm a Brit. I'm a Geordie lass at heart from northeast England, Durham. I came out to New Zealand 10 years ago, not long after we started our Spirituals Online network online, and it's just basically grown over the last 10 years. And we've recently joined with Mike Spirit to do a new show coming up on Blog Talk Radio with Mike Spirit, the Circle of Mediums. I've been working with Spirit since my early 20s when I went back into spiritualism. We had family ghost stories since growing. We weren't brought up on nursery rhymes. We were brought up on family ghost stories, what my granddad used to do, and you know, things like that. My grandfather was a full body transig medium long before he knew what it meant. My mother's a medium, and my son's done his work as well. So started in the northeast churches. We're going around the open circles there. And developed, and then we started the online section and the Spirituals Online Network, and we've grown over the years, and now we've got our own online Lyceum teaching arena. We've got a whole pay-per-minute website just recently launched. We've got radio shows, a TV section with TV shows coming on. As you say, it's really taken off, and the last month or so, it's just got very, very busy.
It sounds it. It really does. So can you just explain a little bit more about the site? You know, where do people go to? What's the website and what's it about?
Okay, it's spiritualistonline.com. You can't miss it. Easy. Spiritualistsonline.com. On there, we have free chat rooms, free forums. We have a whole free section. You can go in, you can meet our staff, you can meet them arrange with them for private readings or fundraising readings. You can go in the chat rooms, both on the forums there, the free chat room where members can chat, or you can come into the main chat room. So we've got a full chat room there at the moment. In there we hold what we've called our Lyceum, which is a teaching arena. At Spiritualist Online, we don't just share readings. We don't just bring in guests and all this and give readings off. We believe and we know everybody can do this. So the whole motto of the Spiritualist Online Network is that we teach it. And in the Lyceum, you can pay an annual membership, which is really nothing for the amount of classes you get and specials you get throughout the year. And you can go in and there's classes with teachers from Sprinkles doing palmistry. We've got Wings to Soar, who does spiritual integrity and empathy. We've got our gorgeous Demisi, my partner in the site, who does everything from meditations to workshops in various aspects of spiritual abilities. We've got new staff coming on board. We've just had Eden's Light, who's joined us, and she's talking to us about trance mediumship, angels, ascended masters. So every aspect of spiritual abilities we cover and we teach within the Lyceum. There's a bit of everything there. We can, if you're wanting instant readings, if you want to meet our staff on the spot anytime, you can join our secondary site, which is spiritualistonline.org, which is known as SOC Live, where we are on board there giving pay-per-minute readings. And at the moment, we've got a Christmas special on with 99-cent readings every weekend, all weekend, and that's for both hemispheres. So it basically covers from noon Friday till noon Monday. You can get cheap readings from any and all of our staff.
Oh, I've got to say, it is a really great website. I've been on there myself, and I've registered. In fact, me and yourself, Judy, we were talking quite late until, well, for you it was probably the afternoon, but for me it was middle of the night, trying to set me up on the pages and so on. And I was looking around. Really, really fantastic website. So, guys,
we'll get you roped in there doing some work a bit as well.
Yeah, do you know, I did used to do, I used to do work like that on another site. I won't mention it, and actually it worked really quite well. The concept worked really quite well, but there's nothing against your site at all, but I found that the hosts weren't quite as open-minded, let's just say that. Whereas I know your site, it looks fantastic, it works well. I visited it on there and seen people on there, and also I've chatted to you on there, and you know, via webcam on there, and it works really, really well. So congratulations to you on that, because it's
Thank
a really
you.
Good site.
Thank so, you. Yeah, that's the beauty of it. We don't just do text chat. We don't just have teachers saying nobody here can teach. Nobody here can read. We have open circles, and it's all on. We do it on webcam, so we can see who you're talking to. We have open circles. We have members' moments. We've got members' moments where the members come in and host a session, and they can tell us all about their experiences and what they do. The open circles. Anybody who's in the chat room can come in, can share readings. So. And the chat rooms are there. We've got some of them that's open to all free members. Some of them are password protected for the Lyceum or private members, staff who have do their own private readings there. But nobody will be refused the chance to work or share or ask questions or learn. If they've got a new topic to bring into the site, we will bring it in. We will include it.
Yeah, well... I'd love to be a part of that at some stage. I'll fit it into my busy schedule, but yeah, no, it'd be great. I know there is, you mentioned on there as well about the fact that there's going to be a special show on a Sunday, Sunday. Is that correct? I'm a little bit in the dark here, so bear with me, okay? But it's a joint thing with Mike Spirit FM. Is that correct?
It is, yes. We've joined with Mike. I should have known better, actually, because I know he's listening in the background. I asked Mike if it was okay, because, I mean, I've known Mike for some years now, and I asked Mike if we could put Blog Talk and his radio links on our website to promote him. And we ended up doing one of those long 3-hour conversations, and we ended up saying, okay, well, we'll do a show. So this weekend coming, on the 1st of December, Saturdays in the UK, Sundays in New Zealand. See, we're on real time because we're ahead of you guys.
Yep.
Saturdays 9 p.m., Sundays at 10 a.m. New Zealand time. We're launching what was one of our old sites that we used to use, the Circle of Mediums radio show with Mike Spirit. And we've got hosts coming to you from the Spiritualist Online Network. And each week they're going to be introducing new topics, new aspects of mediumship. We're going to have a slot called Ask a Medium, where you ring in and you can ask the medium anything you like on their topic and get them to, again, we're focusing on teaching. It's not just about taking calls to do readings, we're focusing on the teaching. We're going to have a slot whereby you can ring in and on the topic of, if we do a topic of palmistry for the day, you can ring in and ask, okay, what does this mean on my palm? You can get lessons while we're on air. And we're doing it with a little bit. I'm a old rock and roll girl. So our motto is we're going to rock your socks off and show you how it's done to a little bit of rock and roll, and we're going to sock it to you. So yeah.
No, sounds good.
A little bit different.
Well, as you're speaking, as you said, we know Mike's listening. I got my diary out. I scribbled it in my diary just so I know that I'm there.
That's all right. I'll be chatting you, dear.
So, which is great. I want to ask you this as well, Julia. Okay. Now I've seen spirit from like the age of three. But how did you start? How was it for you? What was it like? Okay. What situation was it?
Yeah. Like I say, we were brought up with the stories of my mum's mediumship and my grandfather's mediumship. But through childhood, I've got to say, I didn't. We had the story there and all this, and I had my friends that I know were spirit friends, but I didn't acknowledge it then. You know, I had the idyllic childhood. It was all fine. And then in my 20s, I had recently divorced, and in my teenage years, me and my mum started going to spiritualist church, and the medium came to me one day, and she picked my name out of a hat that you just couldn't do it. Nobody knew what my married name was then, which I'm not going to mention now. And then I started going just to the open circles in the church. And the funniest bit was, and it's your first message, and you always remember your first message. And I was sat in the back of the church, and I just started laughing at this guy stood behind me telling me a load of jokes. And right during the service, my mum's going, and who are you laughing at? I said, well, it's him behind me telling the daft jokes. She says, Julie, we're in the back row, pet. There's nobody behind you. Get up and give it off. I says, I don't do that. She says, you are now. So I stood up and I says, look, guys, I don't normally do this, but can I give this message off? Because all night I've been studying, and as soon as I started talking, it all came out. I says, I've got this guy behind me. And I says, he's a vicar, but he's not, because he's telling me the filthiest, dirtiest jokes. And of course, the whole place went up in laughter. That relaxed me. So I says, all I've got is this guy. And he stood there at his pulpit, covered in roses. But he's not a vicar because he's telling the daftest jokes. He's, you know, he's really funny. And I've been laughing at him all night. And in the meantime, and there's three women in the front row who pick it up and say, yeah, we understand that. We know where that is. And all this. So I started giving up names and dates and details, and in comes this woman, and I literally see her. That's what got me. I literally see her wheeling the walk in through the door in a wheelchair and stand next to the vicar. I says, okay, who's this woman just come in the wheelchair? And I'm sorry, but she's also blind. But she must have worked with this vicar because, you know, they're like, they're inseparable by the looks of it. And the woman at the front said, yeah, the lady in the chair is my sister. The vicar was our minister, and my sister did all of the flowers for the churches and all of it, and they worked very closely. And I says, but they went closely together as well. I says, what is it? Because they're still together. And she says, well, yeah, when my sister passed away, the vicar presided over her funeral, and within 6 months, he had a massive heart attack, and they're actually buried across from each other in the graveyard. And I'm like, whoa, you know, this is just getting too much. So I says, but he's telling me about the roses and the pulpit. He always had he demanded it every, didn't matter what time of year it was, he had to have his roses, his pulpit covered in roses, and that was her job. The lady in the wheelchair always made sure the pulpit was covered in roses. Wow. And that was the first time. And from hearing him sat behind me to getting up, talking, and then he was just there. He might as well have been there in the congregation. And as they say, it's never stopped from there. I can't go whether I'm at the supermarket, whether I'm, you know, going when I went back to college to learn things and all this. Everywhere I go, it's, yeah.
Wow. That's great.
So I see them as solid as I would see you when we meet. And I've noticed I say when. I'll see you back in the UK next year. I see them as solid as you. I see them as spirit lights, orbs, waves of energy. I hear them, I sense them, I feel them. It gets to the point where you've got to control it, and that's what we teach in Spiritualist Online Network, how you can control it, turn it off. All those little instinctual feelings and thoughts that you get that point you in the direction for through the day, whether it's synchronistic, whether it's signs you keep seeing, the numbers 222 keep turning up, or 333, or you lose your keys for 20 minutes and you know you've got to get to this appointment in 10, but you lose your keys and you can't get there. But while you're looking for them, your best mate turns up at the door with some news that you would have otherwise missed if you'd been out the door on time. All yeah. Those things are little hints that you need to learn to watch. And if we all did it a little bit more in life, we'd realize that we are directed in this life by spirit, by an unseen energy, but we're all linked through it. And that's what we teach. We teach how to control it.
It's funny that you've brought this up, because I've been asked this very recently about how does it work. I always hear that question. How does it work? And I try and explain it, you know. And my way, my philosophy on it is that we are an energy in a physical body. Spirit are an energy in a spiritual energy terms. Okay. And it doesn't matter where they are. You know, when we're working, they draw close to us, but they can also draw to their loved one as well. So they can tell us what's going on at that very point, you know. And that to me is, you know, it's like I get people saying to me, but you're on Skype. How can you give a reading when you're on Skype and I'm in America? And I'm like, well, it's an energy. You know, they are working on the energy force. And they can come through. And people really need to really open their minds about this. You know, and I've always said that spirit walk amongst us, and they truly do walk amongst us. You know, but it's amazing that you've come up with that. I know, obviously, what was I going to say?
The way I explain it, if you talk to people about things that they know, okay, they know that the Earth has a magnetic energy, gravity, right?
Yep.
They know that everything and anything emits energy or an aura, okay? So they're quite happy to accept that, okay? But when you talk to them about how we connect with spirit, I tell them, tune in a radio station. Oh, yeah, you know, that static bit you get. Yeah. Well, all we do when we tune in, not everything is energy, and nothing can be destroyed because it's energy. Same as if you plant a seed, it grows to a sapling, it grows to a tree. We chop the tree down, it goes to wood, it goes to furniture, whatever, and then at the end of its life, it gets chopped up and goes to paper or goes back into the ground as waste, and it begins the cycle again. Okay?
It does. Yep.
Energy can't be destroyed, and all we do to tune it in is we find a radio station that works for us, like Blog Talk Radio. You know where your favorite, you know where your favorite radio station is on the dial. You've just got to find that, fine tune it. And all we do with our energy, our aura, and our essence or spirit, whatever you want to call it, is we tune it in to that favorite radio station, and you hear it, you feel it, you sense it, you know it, you see it.
Yep. It's like, because obviously I do my own development groups, and a lot of my students are saying, you know, they keep getting a popping noise in their mind or in their ear. And
yep.
What they're doing is they're just tuning in that frequency, you know, and it's all that, you know, it's amazing how it does work. And I've seen over the last 6 months to last year, the increase of people that are being made more aware of spiritual stuff. It's fantastic. It really is fantastic.
Yeah, I like to get away from the side of when you start talking about becoming more aware of the spiritual life. I like to call it becoming more aware of life. When you start talking spiritual, some people freak away and say, oh, religion, don't want to know. It's nothing to do with religion.
No, it isn't.
This is nothing to do with religion, faith, belief, whatever. The only thing it's got to do with is awareness of yourself and your position within the arena that we live, okay, which is life, right?
Yep.
And another way of explaining it is, I love it when I say to people, how many times have you been laughing so hard you can't stop and your tears, it's bringing tears to the eyes, it's got your guts aching because you just can't control it and your energy's raised so high. And I know that. I said, alternatively, how many times have you broken your heart so badly and so with so much pain and it brings you down and, again, you get into hysterics and you can't control it and your energy is brought down? Oh, yeah, I know that bit. And we say, well, all we do is we encompass that energy that is raising and lowering your body's energies. And when we use those and manipulate that and work with that and learn to control that, that's when you can raise the energies to reach the sky, to reach the dreams, to do daydreams, to communicate with spirit.
Yep. It's a magical, magical thing. It really is. And
it is.
I know, you know, Mike's appreciative of it, and I'm very appreciative of spirit working with me, and everybody it brings to me as well, not just clients, but spirit, but everybody really. So I just love my job, Julie. That's just plain and simple.
I do. We've got a question there in the chat room. I know you haven't, you can't see the chat room. We've got a question there in the chat room from Mystic Realms that says, do spiritualists only work with crossed over spirits or all spirits? We don't have a choice in the matter, Mystic. It's all spirits.
Yep.
I see the spirit in you. I see the spirit in people, in the energy in plants. But I also work with all those who want to come through. You don't always get a choice of who wants to come through and talk to you. But it's, all spirits cross over the moment of passing.
Yep.
All spirits cross over the moment they pass. I don't believe in all this, trapped spirits or earthbound spirits. If spirits return, it's for a reason.
Do you know, I was doing a reading the other day for a client, obviously, and for the first time, I've had spirits of animals coming through, like dogs and cats and so on. This lady was sitting in front of me, and to the side of her, I could see this massive head of a wolf. And I said to this lady, I said, you've got a wolf around, which is obviously a sign of like power and healing, and you know, it's a guide as well. And without even thinking anything of it, this wolf started to talk to me. And I was like, wow, that's just amazing. That really is amazing. And I was giving this, you know, evidence from this wolf to this lady, and she was accepting it. It was really great. It was fantastic.
Yeah,
so yes,
we
work with all spirit.
Yeah, I work a lot with animal spirits. I have my own little dog who we had for 21 years who comes through and comforts me whenever I'm not well. I work with dolphins in meditation, and often when I'm doing readings, I will bring through family, dogs, animals, cats. The other day it was a horse. Animals come through, they've got a spirit and a soul, same as we have. They come through, and as you say, it's often used for totem animals or power animals, protection, and those that look after. We've got an old story in the family. When you ever, an Alsatian was seen at the garden gate, and this animal would be seen whenever there was a passing Jew in the family. And it is the old story, you know, the wolf at the gate brought the family bad news, you know.
Yeah.
But that was actually seen by generations of old family, whereby, you know, this Alsatian dog was seen at the garden gate, and a member of the family would be passing over. We've also got ones that bring in good luck. You know, there's all sorts of reasons that animals come through as well.
Yeah, which is, I just find it even more amazing. You know, it's just, but it's just proof again. You know, we are all energy. We all come from spirit. We all go back to spirit. You know, that's. I know
you
just say
change form. It's just like the tree. We just change form. We choose our physical form to come in. We choose the life that we're going to take and some of the decisions that we're going to make while in this life. And we just change form as we leave this body when we pass over, and the physical form is lost. We just return to spirit. It's been proven that there's a certain weight loss to the body once we expire,
yeah.
Whether you call that your soul, your spirit, or whatever. But the body, the energy just leaves the body. When you have I've known people who've had major car accidents, or I know a lady who had a really, really bad fall, and I'm talking like off a cliffside type thing. And as she explained it to me, as she fell, she, you know, her image is, I'm going to hit the ground. But her spirit left the body. She never felt the impact. She was watching it as her body hit the ground, right?
Wow.
And she is hovering over, her spirit is there. She didn't feel it. And she's obviously thinking, right, okay, I'm gone. I've just fallen off a 20-foot cliff. I'm dead, you know. The next thing she knows, somewhere along the line, she must have gone back into her body, because she was brought round in the ambulance. And believe it or not, she had 3 cracked ribs and a broken ankle.
Wow.
But she explained that she was going, she fell off the cliff, but as she went down, the fear, what it was, you know, those gentlemen, those people who have a car accident and a child trapped in, but they find their immense strength needed to lift the car and get that child out of there.
Yeah.
It's the same energy that gives us that protection thought, and that when needed, we can achieve the most amazing things.
That's another interesting thing, because what people don't realize is that everything on the earth plane is an energy, from a door,
yeah,
to a car, to the seat that you sit on. You know, it's all energy. And actually, we can get our minds to our spirit, our energy, to blend with that energy. You know, it all sounds like very fantasy type stuff, but actually it's so true.
Yeah,
you know, we can do this. You know, Yuri Geller, he can bend spoons with the power of the mind. You know, so
yeah.
It's great. I mean, look at what's the other guy? Is that other magician? He's really good as well. You know, he walks on water and all sorts of stuff. No,
yeah.
Not him. No, this is diversity. No, not diversity. Dynamo.
I haven't heard that one.
He's amazing. You know, he does all sorts of things, and you do really think, like, how did he do that? And what he's doing is he literally is linking into that energy of whatever it is,
yeah,
he's dealing with.
Yeah.
You know, and he's being able to do that. And if we could all just do that, just it would be amazing. You know, we wouldn't,
yeah,
need bridges. We'd just walk across the water. So,
we can achieve so much with our mind and with our... people call it mind over matter. Well, I'm sorry, but there's no matter to get over. It's mind over energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can manipulate things and do things and achieve things just by tuning into and using that energy. You can put a thought out there, something that you want, and you can make that happen. It's called manifestation. You can manifest anything that you want in your life if you put the energy into saying it. I've done it myself, you know, whereby the daft thing is, living it is the hardest thing in the world, because we've all got society and things that we've got to do and obligations that we've got to keep to, and family that keep expecting this and jobs that expect that. And living the life every day is the hardest thing to do, because you've got so many obligations and people who just slap blank stop you. But I've seen myself walk out my front door and go, okay, I need this today. If I don't get this sorted out, I'm going to get this sorted. Right, okay, guys, do me a favour. And I'm looking up to the heavens, and people say, do you believe in God? And I say, no. But I always do it. I look up to the heavens, I look up to my guys, and I say, okay, guys, I need a little bit of help today. Can you please put this in motion for me? And you can guarantee within that day or within a couple of days that a target is achieved when I focus on it. If you just keep going, I want, you won't get.
It's slightly different, but I know a very dear friend of mine, Rebecca, would agree here. The parking angel. Has anybody ever tried the parking angel? Please, angel, please, spirit, please just make sure that I need to get to this place and there needs to be a parking space there for me. Please, please, can you reserve one? And I will guarantee there will always be one there for you. It's amazing. It is amazing. Yes.
But you can't do things like that. It's just the parking angel. There's also the appointment angel. You know, when you're absolutely... How many times have you rang up the doctors and said, can I have an appointment? I'm not well. Oh, well, we haven't got an appointment till next week, or we haven't got one for 2 weeks. And then the time that you really desperately need it and say, oh, I'm really ill, and you're sitting there on the phone, please have an appointment. And you get, yeah, we've just had a cancellation. Can you come in an hour? Then you get in, you know.
Yeah.
If you put it out there and it does work, it really works. It's not,
yeah, it does.
Spiritualism is not just about being a medium, is not just about us as mediums connecting to the spirit realm and bringing the loved ones through and the messages that they bring. It's about living a way of life,
yeah.
And that's what we teach. And you know, it's a whole, you know, it's not just going to a church on Sunday morning, confessing your sins, going out having another beer, and you know, going back the next Sunday to confess what you did again. It's a way of life 24/7, and it's a way that encompasses everything. It's accepting of everything. Doesn't matter what race, creed, colour, what form you take. It's living as one within the environment that we live in. That includes Mother. That includes.
And I know it's not a religion, but it's also about a belief in yourself and believing those things that are around you and those things that you can't quite see. So it's just a belief. I think what we're going to do here...
If you don't believe in yourself, who else is going to believe in you?
Well, you know, actually, it's the same principle. Is like, I don't know if you've ever had this, you know, people saying, you know, when is my love going to come to me? And then you're linking them and they go, and you get told that that person doesn't actually love themselves. So how do they expect love to come to them if they don't love themselves?
Exactly.
So you've got to believe in yourself and everything around you. So I think what we're going to do, I know we've got lots of callers on the line. We're going to go to a quick track. Have a quick drink, and obviously we'll come back to the telephone lines. The telephone lines that you need to call are 760-283-4611 if you're in the US. In the UK or anywhere else outside the US, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or you can use www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. Please be warned that the 001 number is a chargeable call, so please get in on the Blog Talk Radio link. That's the best way. Or you can contact me through info@nick-humphreys.com. Any questions? You know, I'm doing an article for a fantastic magazine, the Silent Voices magazine, for any of these questions, those burning questions about spirituality, how it works, and so on. If you want those answered, I'll have a column in that magazine, I think from January. So get your questions into the info@nick-humphreys.com email, and I will obviously answer those questions via that magazine. Fantastic magazine. But we're going to go to the music track. Have you seen that magazine then, Julie?
I have, yes. I've been asked myself twice recently to do articles for magazines. So congratulations on having a column. That's brilliant. I look forward to reading that one.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's great, and I know that obviously Sharon and Silent Voices will also be at, or I think they'll be present at the roadshow in February as well. So, which we're really looking forward to. So let's go to this track, our next track, and then we'll come back and we'll start taking some calls. If that's all right with you, Julie?
That's brilliant. Yes.
Superb. Right. Let's go to this track. We'll speak to you in a second.
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spurred FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespurred.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Oh, there you go. That's lovely, Mike. And obviously the Bee Gees as well. So we've got lovely Judy Sock on as a guest this evening. I am Nick Humphries. I'm your host. Okay, it's Nick Humphries' medium show for the next hour and 10 minutes or so. So I've got a question for you, Julie.
Oh, go on then. Put me on the spot,
I dare you. No. I just done something. I don't know if you saw it in the message box there. But I just told Mike that I love him. Okay. Do you think it's wrong for two men that are just really dear friends and like brothers to say to each other that, you know, that we love each other as friends?
Yeah, mate, Nick, you're a medium. You know spiritual life, and you're asking me that question.
No, I know, but it's
all about love, darling.
It's about love. If you can't
share that with your best mate, with your girlfriend, your family, your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, if you can't honest, and I've got to say, the hardest part is when somebody falls out with you and calls you names, or somebody you don't like. The hardest part is to give them love anyway.
Oh, isn't it just?
Because, you know, I like it that the best way to get, whether you share it for that reason, for love, or whether you're telling your best mate you love them, or thanks, hey, you've done me a great favour, thanks, mate, love you, brilliant. It doesn't mean, you know, I'm going to fall in love with you and can we go and get married. It means you love the energy that is around.
I'll tell you what, I think we've all been there, actually. I think we've all been pretty much stabbed in the back somewhere along our path. And
exactly.
we still give love back.
Yeah, those that walk away from your... People come into our lives for a reason. And even those that walk away, whether they walk away amicably or they're just going off on their journey, or those that are jealous or envious or cause you problems, or somebody you meet and you just think, yeah, he's a rotten piece of work, you just know you're not going to get on, but send it back with love in somewhere in their life, that will change for them.
I'll tell you what, give it away, mate. I'll tell you what, there's lots of love going out to everybody in the chat room this evening. So there's loads of new people that are actually in this chat room tonight, so welcome all.
We've slightly swamped your room, haven't we?
yeah, it's great. Yeah, bring it all on. So I'll tell you what we do. We're going to open the telephone lines. So if you are calling in and you're in the queue, please be patient. We will get to you shortly. But I believe the first caller would be Amy. Amy, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm tired but ecstatic, thank you very much. Whereabouts are you calling from?
Actually from Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've never been, but I've seen pictures and I know it's quite nice out there. So how can we help you this evening?
I have a question. Do you see me changing... careers?
Do we see you changing careers? I'll tell you what we're going to do. I will link in as well, but I'm going to pass you over to my guest this evening. Okay, so let's see what Judy can get for you, and I'll see if I can get something for you as well. So, Judy, are you happy to do this one for us?
Yeah, I've got something here for Amy, I believe, already, darling. Hi, Amy, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. Okay, now, as I say, I work with spirit. I bring through what they want to bring through, but they'll also give you direction. Can you accept, please, a birthday anniversary in the month of July? Family, friends, loved ones around you, a birthday anniversary of special occasion in the month of July?
My birthday.
Your birthday, okay. Happy birthday from spirit, love. Somebody from spirit coming in to link in straight away. The last 6 months for you has been a bit up, down, hasn't it, darling?
Very much so, yes.
Very much so. I don't know if you drive, but I'm seeing that road sign that's got the bumps that tells you it's an uneven service. And that's what you've been going through the last few months. you'll go up there and it's all getting brilliant, and then something keeps bringing you back down. Correct?
Yes.
Right. What you need to do, darling, and that what they're showing me is you've got a lot of things that you need to let go of before you can move forward. It's like you're saying you're looking that the job change will answer all your problems and will solve all those issues that's been going up and down for the last 6 months, but it won't. You've got to put those issues to bed first. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Do you understand what I mean there? Okay, so it's like you've got family issues, you've got issues at work, you've got issues with health, things like that. But until you focus on that, opening another door and it's like a conversation. If you don't like where a conversation's going, you change the topic, right? But if you don't change the topic and keep bringing in those past issues that you weren't getting on with, it doesn't work for you. So what you need to do is have a good, hard look at what those issues are in the last 6 months and let them go. Deal with them so that you can let them go before you move on. Do you understand that? Can you also take the name Tracy, please?
No, that doesn't.
Okay, I've got the name through Tracy. It's either Tracy, Teresa, but there is a T name linked around you. Is that family or friends linked around you, please?
My son's name is it Tristan.
Tristan, okay, thank you. I knew it was there somewhere. What's going off around Tristan at the moment, darling?
Well, he's going to be turning 7.
Right, okay, so he's your light at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where they brought that through. Is it grandmother that's in spirit, please?
Yes.
Is it grandmother on your mother's side that's passed over? That's where I'm getting the link through? Yeah, that's where I'm getting the link through. Whether she's just bringing through or whether there's an issue around your son at the moment, or whether you need to be focusing on yourself and your son at the moment rather than anything else. But all I'm getting with you at the moment is you need to focus on yourself and getting past all these issues, but not even telling me what they are, whether it's relationship issues, whether it's family issues. But all that bumpiness you need to smooth out before you need to go further. Okay?
Okay.
Because I think if you change jobs, nothing's actually going to change because you've still got all these issues to deal with. Okay, darling?
Okay.
I hope that helps a little bit. I know it's a bit confused, but grandmother's there. We've got your son's name through. We've got the birthday through straight away. But they're definitely wanting you to take a good, hard look. And it's doing this spring clean bit. I know over there in... Where are you, darling?
Pennsylvania.
Okay, so you're not exactly coming. You're going into summer, is it? Summer or winter?
No, we're going into winter.
You're going into winter, right. So it's time to get rid of all the summer doors, get out warmed and wrapped up for the winter. You need to get rid of all that past issues, darling. And if it means getting rid of some things out of your life, then you need to make those hard decisions. But you don't like doing that, do you?
No.
No. You need to take a good hard look and, stand up for yourself, darling, and make some hard decisions before you can make that forward pathway a little bit clearer for yourself. Okay? So don't think a new job is going to be a panacea, because it's not. You need to clear out the past first before you move forward. Okay, darling.
Okay.
Have you got anything there for her, Nick?
Yeah, I'm just linking. Obviously, I've listened to what you've been saying, and unfortunately, how it happens sometimes, we do get the same links. I did have grandmother in front of me as well, but I've asked her to very kindly just stand back to let others come forward for you, okay? But as I do so, sweetheart, I've got a gentleman that's in the spirit world that would be grandfather to you in spirit. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay, so he's coming through. This gentleman would be really quite strong in character and in his strength as well, his physical strength. And he's coming forward to give you this strength for you. He's also talking to me, thank you very much, he's just talking to me about the energy of your work around you at the moment and how it's changing, okay? Thank you. There's also a part here where you'll have to go on a bit of a journey as well. And he's given it to me like a coach journey, but I feel it's probably more of a journey, a pathway for you. I know Julie's also mentioned about the fact that you need to obviously clean out your life in order for you to move on and so on. But it's a bit of a journey for you. In order for you to understand what's going on around you. Right. He's also just said to me that there is actually a physical journey as well where you... Hang on a second, he's just talking... Give me a bit more. Right, thank you. He just said to me that there's going to be a coach trip. I know I said that before, but he said that there's going to be a coach for you. Sweetheart, have you got a grand in the airplane that would be a coach trip away from you? Hello?
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 I'm here.
Did you understand that?
I didn't hear that last part. You said something
about
an airplane.
No, a coach trip. You have a relative, a grand on the earth plane. But I'm asking, I feel there's a coach trip needed to go to her. Do you understand this?
No.
It's more, okay. This gentleman is coming forward to me, okay? He's actually really quite strong in his essence because I can feel his energy all around me. But he's talking to me about the fact that there is a journey for you, okay? Yes, it's going to be more of a journey about your pathway, but for a journey about that you need to make. And he's making me more aware of a loved one that's on the earth plane still that you will need to go to. It's almost like a catch-up. Be with family and friends. Be with those around you. Sweetheart, also, I keep being told about an Afro-American connection. Would you understand that? There's either Afro-Caribbean, that sort of Afro-American connection. Would you understand this?
My mom has adopted two African-American children.
Wow, okay. Because this gentleman is coming forward, I want to put a grandfather link to this gentleman, because he looks Afro-Caribbean to me, and he's talking about a coach trip for you, but it is for you. But I can't make this fit into something that I don't understand anyway, but he's talking about a coach trip for you, sweetheart, so keep an eye out for this. I'm just hesitating because he just said to me next July, this is all going to happen around July for you. Is it true as well? Is it right that you've actually put an application into something else as well? Do you understand this?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And it's been a little while since you've heard anything from this. Do you understand this? This gentleman is coming forward. He's saying to me, you've put an application in, but it's been a little while, or it could be a little while since till you hear something from this, okay? But I feel it's more the fact that you haven't heard from it for quite a while. But you understand that?
Well, I put in for two. One I actually applied for, and they're reposting it again, so maybe that's the one. I hadn't heard anything, and then I was wondering what happened because I knew I didn't get the job, but then the person turned it down, and
right.
I was going to reapply for it.
Okay.
It was what happened to it because I didn't get the job, and then I heard the person turned it down.
Yeah, I was just being told by this lovely gentleman here in spirit was that you'd put an application in, but you hadn't heard anything for quite some time. But he's drawing my attention to this, so it's good things coming your way from this as well. Again, July, he keeps talking to me about July. July is important around you, but July, I feel, is probably where the energy starts to really shift for you. But there will be other stuff coming up beforehand as well. But I'm going to leave it there for you, if that's okay. Please take the love from the spirit world. But also you can listen back to the reading from myself and Julie in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. Is that okay for you?
Okay.
You're sure? Is that okay? Yeah?
Yes.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for phoning this evening.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So let's go back to... That was a great connection, Julie, by the way.
We got there. There's a lot of confusion going off around her, though. She needs to sort that out.
Isn't there just... Like the mind was going a bit all over the place as well, which is always a block for anything to come in when we need it. So, but let's go back to the telephone lines and see who we've got. I believe, hang on, if I'll just double check. Hang on, I haven't done my own work. Hang on. We have got Carol, I believe, next. Hello, Carol, are you there?
Hiya, Nick.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So, I understand, obviously, you've got a question that you'd like to ask. Is there something you'd like to know? How can we help you?
I'd like a reading, please.
It's just like a general reading?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, then. I'm going to hand you... I'm going to really chuck her in the deep end, okay? Because I know she's going to do the same to me when I go onto her website. But I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Julie.
Hi, darling. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Now that accent, well. I want to come to you straight away with a birthday anniversary coming up in February. Is that correct, please?
There is a birthday coming up in February, yes.
Right, okay. There's also a link with a lady in spirit. I'm not sure whether it's mother or a lady you thought of as a second mother, but somebody who you really trusted and was very close to and went to for any problems. Who's that, please?
That would be my grandmother.
Right, okay. But she was more like a mother to you, wasn't she, darling?
Yep.
Yeah, she was more like the second mum. She, she was really there. She's wrapping you up in cotton wool. I don't know whether you... yes, I do. I want to say that. You've got a lot of health problems at the moment, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. She literally wants to wrap you up in cotton wool, and she wants to say... I know you're going through a rough time at the moment, darling, but I'm here with you. She's still wrapping her arms around you. She's looking after you. There's been an issue where a doctor has had to be changed because of, I don't know whether it's a misdiagnosis or a misprescription of drugs that didn't work for you. Does that make sense?
No.
Can you understand whether it's with you or with this lady? But there was something about a misdiagnosis of somebody who had to change the medication because it wasn't right, and this doctor, the doctor had to be changed.
No.
Right. Where's this coming in? Because they're giving me very definite that somewhere along the line the diagnosis needs to be rethought out, it's like. You've been on medication for, say, diabetes for 20 years, and they haven't reassessed it. Can you understand where this situation is with you?
I've been on diabetic medication now for 8 years.
Right. Can you do yourself and your grandmother a favour? Can you go and ask for a reassessment, please? Because I don't know whether you're feeling overtired all the time, or you just want to be lying down all the time. You haven't got the energy. But I do feel at the moment that it's time for a change with your medication and or doctor, because nothing is getting, they're not monitoring it correctly. If that's what, I mean, I don't usually give this, I'm not a qualified doctor, but this is what grandmother's telling me. You seriously need to get this sorted out, because nothing's been reassessed or revalued and your health has actually changed. And the medication needs reassessment. Do you understand that?
Yes, I am feeling very tired of late and very, very sleepy. But
right.
I've got a liver problem at the moment. My liver count is high, and they want to test me for hepatitis and all that, and it's worrying.
Right, so you do need to get everything balanced out and get it sorted out so that they know exactly what they're treating and whether there's problems coming from the medication that's caught from one that's counteracting the other. That's exactly why she's brought it through. Okay, darling?
Yeah.
Right. Can you understand a James, please? James or Junior?
No.
Okay, where's the J name coming in next to you? And I'm looking at a younger man.
A Jane.
Yeah, James. James.
James.
Yeah, James. Jane. It's not John, but it's a J name, and it's a younger man, please, around you at the moment.
I've got a son whose second name is James.
There we go. She's just bringing him in. They do give us links that only they and you would know. There's no, you know, your son might be called David, but his second name's James. Grandma's mm-hmm. bringing that through as confirmation.
Yep.
What's going off around your son at the moment? Is he a bit hyperactive at the moment? Is he all over the place trying to fit a lot of things in?
He's away from home at the moment.
That's what I'm getting. Okay. What she's saying is he does need a little bit of contact and a little bit of balance, because it seems to be that he's trying to fit in a lot of things at the moment. And he might be afraid to ask, but say, Mum, which direction do I take? Which decision do I make? So don't be surprised if your son gets in touch and says, okay, Mum, I don't know what to do. Give us a bit of advice. So be ready for that one. Okay, darling?
Yep.
Right. Brilliant. Any questions you'd like to ask while I just get a connection? Can you also take an aunt in spirit who passed? I'm not sure if it was a breast cancer or a chest cancer, lungs, but there's a cancer somewhere in the lungs or the chest. Look.
An auntie?
Yeah. I'm looking at the side, so it's a sister or an aunt, either to yourself or to grandmother.
There's an auntie on the earth plane who's just had to have one of her breasts removed due to cancer.
Okay, so they're still here. Okay, grandmother just letting us know that they're sending love in that direction, darling. My bad, I thought they'd gone over. But they're just letting me know that they're sending love and healing to your aunt who's had the mastectomy, darling. Okay, has that actually caused, I don't know whether it's caused a family rift or whether it's actually brought the family back together?
Oh, it's caused some rift because it's my mum's sister.
Right, okay. But there's some kind of strife and people are not actually getting on when they should be working together to help your auntie get through this, yes?
No, because at the moment they're all going on and on and on, wanting to know. They're saying that it's not right that she wasn't there at her sister's funeral, but she couldn't be there at her sister's funeral because she was going
to... Right. So they're playing the blame game.
Yeah, they're playing the blame game.
You didn't do this, so we're not doing that for you. It's causing problems. What they need to do is say, look, excuse me, it doesn't matter. The lady needs some help. She needs her family around it. She needs understanding. So it's time to knock some heads together and say, look, it doesn't matter what happened. We're family. Family is what are important. And deal with it that way and do what they can for the lady. She's going to need support for some time to come. Okay? It's time to knock some heads together and somebody to stand up and say, oh, Grandma wouldn't like this. Grandma must have been the one that would have brought them all together and knocked their heads together. Well, it's your turn to do it, my dear.
Right, okay.
Okay, where's the memory with a snow? I know I'm talking England, so I've got an igloo in the back garden.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Can you understand the memory where there was such a heavy snowfall, and I must be going back years, because I know England hasn't had it for really bad for years, but... a really heavy snowfall where they actually built igloos and snowmen and all this in the back garden. Where's this memory with you and the family?
That would be when I was a little nipper. Building
and when family were all together.
Yeah.
That's what they need reminding of. Happy, lovely family memories when you were all together and it didn't matter. You know, you'd fall out 1 minute, but you'd still back up your sister. It doesn't matter what happens. You know, what's the motto? The elder brother is the only one that's allowed to pick the hell out of you, but beat anybody else up that does.
Right.
Right. So bring back the family memories, darling. Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions, sweetheart?
No.
Okay, my love. Lots of love from Grandmother in Spirit and lots of love going to Auntie. And it's time to bring that family back together. I do see late January, last 2 weeks in January, somebody's coming home to the fold. I don't know whether it's your son or whether it's something, it's somebody else who's going to be returning to the family fold. So there's somebody returning and walking through the door. So whether that's going to be a nice surprise for you, I don't know. But there's something about somebody coming back home. Okay, darling?
Okay, yeah.
My blessings to you, love.
Okay, God bless.
Thank you for calling in, darling.
Okay, thank you.
Well, that was a great reading, Julie. Well done.
I like them ones. I like them ones.
You like them ones? Yeah, we all like them ones. That was really, really great. Well done. I think what we're going to do, we're going to have a bit of a break. We're going to go to another track and refresh ourselves. And then we'll be back shortly to do more readings and to carry on with the telephone lines, I believe. So give us 3 minutes and we'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Back to life, back to reality.
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts
to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
There you go. And we even got a little bit extra there with Judy singing in the background.
Sorry about that one, guys.
No, it's a great song, so don't be sorry. I am here, everybody, in the chat room, just if you were wondering. We're going to go back to the telephone lines. Obviously, I'm Nick Humphries, I'm your host. Our guest is Julie Sott, all the way from New Zealand. I'm so jealous because you live near Hobbit Land and Middle Earth, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I have yet to see it. I live in the South Island, New Zealand, and believe it or not, I've been here 10 years, but I have yet to do the sightseeing tours.
I'll tell you what, that'd be the first thing I'd be doing, is going straight over there and having a look. So, God, I just can't believe it.
Well, when we get the Mike Spirit tour off next year, you're going to have to come over and join in and we'll go see it.
Yeah, I'm well up for that, definitely. So,
brilliant.
Yeah, definitely. Good. Exciting. So we're going to go back to the telephone lines. I believe we've got Cindy on the line. Are you there, Cindy?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. You?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Where are you calling from, Cindy?
Canada.
Canada. Oh, okay, Canada. Right, cool. See, we stretch all over the place. So how can we help you this evening?
Well, I have a question about my son. I don't know what I should be doing anymore when it comes to him.
Oh, okay. Let's just link in and see what we get. Okay. Obviously, I link to spirit, so I will give you evidence of spirit first before I move on to your question, okay? But I've got a lady, as you're talking, I've got a lady that comes stand before me, and I feel very much that she would be a grandmother to you in spirit. Obviously, to your mum's side of the family, she just told me as well. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And she's also given me impression, and believe it or not, I don't think she could have done this in a later part of her life, but at the moment, in spirit, she is running around this room that I'm in at the moment. She's running around and she's telling me, I can't get myself straight. Do you understand this with yourself? You can't get myself straight. I feel this is probably towards your son. Does this make sense to you? It's like a lot of energy being rushing around at the moment, and I've got a lot of cold air going around me. So she's telling me that there's lots of stuff going around your son, very busy, can't seem to stop or slow down. Does that make sense?
With me, is that what you mean?
No, this is she's giving it to you, but I think it's more drawn to your son.
Okay.
There's lots of stuff going on. It's like lots of movement going on around your son. You understand this?
I think so.
Okay, give me a bit more. Right, thank you. Sweetheart, this lady in spirit is also talking to me about her hips. So she would have had bad hips. Would you understand this?
Hips? No, I don't think so.
Okay, let me just ask her what she means. Right, okay. She's talking about having problems of sitting down, or in the ache or pain of when we go to sit down. I'm not sure if it is with her. It could be actually with you. Would you understand this yourself?
No.
Okay, don't worry. Don't worry. I will give you everything that they tell me, okay? Give me a bit more, sweetheart. Right. Sweetheart, she's going straight to the point here. She's going for the jugular, okay? She's saying here that your son is kind of off the rails here. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Sweetheart, is there also the chance here that there is drug use here as well?
Oh, I hope not.
That's what I'm being drawn to. That there's but I don't think it's hard drugs. I feel it's like the soft drugs at the moment. Okay, thank you. But also, he's in the wrong circle of friends. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay. And it's almost it's almost like he's being dared to do things as well. It's like a day to do this, and he does it. He gets himself into trouble. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Right, thank you. And also, I'm being shown flashing blue lights as well. So there would be, and I'm being told that there would be an arrest, or he has been in trouble with the police before. Would that be correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Okay. Give me a bit more. Right. Sweet. Okay. Your son is a juvenile. Yes, that's what I'm being told. A juvenile.
Yes.
Okay. Right, okay. And, sweetheart, I know this is difficult, okay, but this lovely lady here that would be your grand. I'll go back to the hips in a second. She's telling me a bit more about the hips. So, she's telling me that you're pulling your hair out. I could tell that, obviously, by your voice anyway. But she's telling me you're pulling your hair out. And lots of slamming doors and lots of swearing towards you. So there's lots of aggression towards you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart. Oh, really? Oh, cool. Okay, right. And she's also talking to me about, is it right, it's almost like there's been a point where you've been in fear of your own safety. Do you understand this?
That, no.
Well, she's given me, let me enhance on this, okay? Let me expand on it a little bit more. She's talking about there's lots of slamming of doors, lots of arguing, lots of shouting, but also she's talking to me about there could be physical contact. And that's where it's like, fear of your safety. It's like you're having to stand back a little. Do you understand what I mean, or what she means?
I think so.
Okay. I don't think it's anything like harsh or anything, you know, where you need to seriously worry about your safety. She's just giving it to me as an expression, okay? Okay, right, thank you. Right, give me a bit more. Right, okay. Sweetheart, there's quite a lot going on with your son, okay? Right, thank you. I'll go as quickly as I can with this, okay? She's talking about the fact that he doesn't fit. He doesn't fit in, and he's never fitted into a crowd. Does that make sense? She carry on. She's talking about saying that he's trying to fit in, but he's unfortunately the only way he could do that is by fitting in with the wrong people. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Right, and also she's talking about his academic stuff. Right, thank you. Shying away from the academic, never been very good at doing anything like that. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right, and he'd rather he finds it easier just to rather give up than fight on with it. So, and that's exactly what he's done. Right, okay. Give me a bit more. Right, she's also given me a month of March that would be allocated to you or around you, special to you as well, okay? So it's like it could be a birthday, passing, anniversary of some sort. Do you understand this?
No.
Right, hang on, let me ask what she means then. Right, she's talking about March next year. There is March next year for you, okay? Right, okay. Again, I will give it to you as evidence of what she's saying, okay? She's talking about that there's going to be, and this is going to sound very quite harsh, okay? There's going to be an essence here of where the authorities... right, thank you. Okay. I've got to be honest, okay, because otherwise I wouldn't be doing my job properly. But I'm being told of a juvenile detention or something like that that could be going on around your son. I don't know if you understand this. It's something that's coming up.
I have no idea.
Well, this is because it could be something that's coming up. But again, we all have free will, okay? I'm being told by this lovely lady in spirit that would be your gran, okay, that that there is... Right, thank you. We're heading towards that, she said. We're heading towards juvenile detention. That's what she's just said to me. So we need to get this sorted, okay? Okay. The question is, how do we get this sorted? And obviously, I'm not a counsellor. I can't. I'm asking how do we get it sorted? Give a bit more. Really? Okay. Sweetheart, she's talking to me about the fact that actually there's a possibility that he could be moved to another family member. Does that make sense?
He's actually taken off to my ex.
Oh, okay. Right. Is that what you mean? Right, okay, thank you. She's just clarifying that's what she meant. He's moved to another member of the family. But that's part of the problem also, as well, that I feel, because there's a rough against the smooth. They're conflicting. Does that make any sense to you? They're rubbing each other up. Does that make sense?
It could.
Okay, thank you. I'm being told actually with him as well, okay, because this is actually quite hard to try and really get over, but she's telling me about the fact that he needs to come back home to be with you. Does that make sense with you?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, it needs to be with you because there's more control in his life. There's more control. That's just what she just told me. There's more control. Right, thank you. There's boundaries, I've just been told. So you put boundaries down, and actually he respects those boundaries around you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, so we need to get him back to you, okay? Right, thank you. But there is a legal process with this as well. You'd understand that also. There's a legal process that you're going to need to go through. Right, thank you. And it's also being told that he's also said about coming back as well. Do you understand this? It's like, I want to come back to you. That's what I'm being told.
That's what he wants?
Yeah. That's what I'm being told.
Well, that's the question. Why doesn't he?
Okay. But, well, that's what I'm being told. He's also mentioned it to you. That's what I'm being told. He's mentioned it to you about coming back home. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Right, okay. Right, okay. I am being told here that actually it's not as easy as it sounds, because there is something, some sort of controlling thing here. Right, okay. Is it right that you live some distance away from each other? Is that correct? Cause I feel it's some distance away.
No, I'm on one side of town. He's on the other side.
I don't know why I'm feeling there's some distance away. Maybe it's the fact that this is some distance away. Okay, give me a bit more. Right, thank you. Yeah, I'm going to go with this, okay, because this is what she's just told me. She's just said to me that there is some controlling factor to your ex-partner, that there is a controlling factor there where he won't allow it to happen, if that makes any sense. He's putting a hold on this. Do you understand this?
That possibly could be happening.
Okay. Just briefly, okay, I want to go back to the hips, okay, because I know who this person is, and I want you to accept who she is as well. She is talking about the hips, okay, thank you, but she is talking about the arthritic side of things. So this lady would have had arthritis in her hips. Would you understand this?
I don't quite get that. I would understand more if she said the knee.
Okay, she's talking to me about the hips. okay, she's talking about the hips. She's talking about arthritic joints. Okay, arthritic joints she's talking about, okay? But she's talking about it hurts. She said to me, it hurts when I used to sit down. It hurts when I used to sit down. And she was holding her hips. And she sat next to me. And she's, look, I'll show you. And she sat down in the chair. And she was saying, look, it hurts. Obviously, it doesn't hurt her now. Okay, thank you. Give me a bit more. Right, okay. Sweetheart, also, she's just bringing me to my chest area with her as well. It's almost like she had either angina or something like that around her chest. Would you understand this?
She might be talking about my mother.
It's almost like lots of heartburn. Lots of heartburn. Would you understand that?
Not with her, but with my mother, yeah.
Okay. So, okay, was it your mum then that had the bad hips?
No, no, not bad hips, but had, like, she's had a heart attack.
Okay, I feel, the lady in front of me, I feel angina, and I feel she would have had bad arthritic joints, she just said to me as well. But really lovely, very happy person. She was always a very happy person. You understand that with her?
That with her, yeah.
There you go. Say again. And she also gave me the month of September was very important as well. September around her was very important. Could be an anniversary, birthday, passing of some sort, okay? You understand that?
No.
Okay, all right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pass you over to Judy. See if she can get any more insight about... I'm also going to work behind the scenes, okay? I'm going to ask Spirit a bit more to see if I can come back because I really want to get more help about your son. So let's just go, Judy, and see if she can pick anything else up for you. So, Julia.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
Hi, darling. As Nick was talking there, and especially about your son, what I got immediately was, and when you asked what is going to be happening, and you don't know what to do with him anymore, there comes a time, darling, you've got to think about what's called personal responsibility, okay? And you ask the question, if he wants to come home, why doesn't he come home? There's an obligation. He's feeling obliged to somebody. He's also feeling that if he comes home, he's a failure. Do you understand that? That he's going back a step rather than going forward. He needs to know that he can come home without judgment or without repercussions. He also needs to know that you're going to allow him to be him. Okay? In spiritualism, the guideline we have is personal responsibility. You're not responsible for what he does, what your ex does, what all those people around him does. You've got to allow him to make some mistakes. You can tell a child not to touch a hot burner so many times, but they will still do it to find out from themselves. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Right? So there comes a time as a mother, and I am one, I've got a 25-year-old, when you've got to say, okay, you've got to make your own mistakes, but I am here for you no matter what. Whether you make decisions that you think is going to hurt me, I'd rather you came and talked to me about it. I'd rather you came and involved me rather than try to hide something. Don't feel that you need to hide anything from me. This is what you need to let him know. But you need to let him know that he's responsible for his actions and he's also got to take the consequences. And he's also got to be the one that will step up and say, okay, this is what I want and this is how it's going to happen. Okay? So please, I know you're his mom and all you want is him home, him safe, all the hassles stopped. And it will come. It will come to the point where you will say, he's crossed the path, he's changed. But you've got to let him do it, darling. Okay? It's not up to you to control what's happening around the family and with him. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Okay? So I want you to say to him, I want you to go, right, let's go and have coffee, let's go and have a drink, let's go and have a meal, whatever. Make an appointment, go and see him, do what you have to do. But you've got to make him know that when he comes home this time, it's not going to be to a controlling situation. It's not going to be where you're going to say, you can't go out with these guys, you can't do this, you can't do that. You're going to say, if you want to come home, darling, we'll do it your way. We'll do it so that it helps both of us, okay? Let him feel that he can come home to a woman who's going to support him, not a woman that's going to control him, okay? Can you understand, please, where you live by a set of rules and regulations set by father?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Can you understand where you had to live by a set of rules and regulations set by your father? You know, you're under my roof, you live by my rules type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is this how you were brought up? This is what is now son's feeling, that doesn't matter where he goes, he's got rules and regulations. He wants
right.
to be his own man, okay? He wants to be his own man, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to let him do that. Can you also understand, please, where father figure has not really... And I'm not talking about the one he's with now, but I'm talking about male influence since early in his childhood has not been there. Was his father absent from a young age?
his biological father, I met up with him when he was very, very young. He met my son for like one day, and he wanted to be part of my son's life, but who I was with at the time, the ex, who my son is with now, kind of kiboshed that, got rid of him.
Right, so the conflict has been there since an early age. He hasn't had a single subject in his life. Is there a question now that he wants to get back in touch with biological father?
No, I don't think he does. He has brought it up before.
Do you think
but
he wants to get back in?
Right now, no.
Okay, I honestly think, no, maybe not, darling, but what I'm getting is that early separation and that early conflict about who's going to bring him up and who's not has caused a lot of problems for him. And he's got that conflict of, he knows stepdad brought him up and he knows you brought him up, but he also knows there's a father out there that he doesn't know, and that's where he needs to know and where he comes from. Okay? So maybe that's an option that you could bring into it. He's asked for it before, that maybe he's, okay, mate, it's time, if you want to contact your biological father, maybe it's time something. Give him a target. Give him something he needs to reach to get him out of all this that's going off around him. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I have given him that option, but he's just declined it, so.
Right, I think he's afraid it's hurting you if he does that. And I think it's going to go against stepdad if he does that. But it's time son stood up and was his own man. Okay, darling?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can you all understand the Frank name of Francis, please?
Frank or Francis?
Frank or Francis, something similar to that, please.
No, I can't. Nothing.
Okay. Then I'm just getting that you've got to be absolutely frank and honest with your son. Let him stand up and show him you're going to be his support, not his control. Okay, darling?
Okay,
that's what I'm getting, and I got it from minute one when you said, what do I do for him now? You can't, sweetheart. You've got to let him do for himself. Okay. All the best, darling. I hope it comes through for you.
If I can just jump in there, Cindy, for a second, okay, and Julie. I've just been listening to obviously what Julie's saying, but while I've been talking in the scenes here, I've been talking to the spirit, I'm being given the impression of lots of anger around your son as well. So it's like retaliation. Would you understand that?
Yes, for sure.
Right. Okay. And I know Julie's saying, you've got to let him do his own sort of thing. But also we can help douse out those anger flames as well. By exactly what Julie's just said, and that's by offering it to him, let everybody work around him, that sort of thing. Right, thank you. And also just said as well that it will be overcome, it will happen, but it's going to take time here, okay? But I want to go back to at the very beginning of what I was talking about, the adolescent stuff and the juvenile stuff. That's not something that is going on now. It's something that could go on to if it gets out of hand, but I don't think it will go that far, okay? Just to give you a piece of mind, really, okay? Mm. If that's all right with you, okay? When I link into your son, I do get a boy, okay? A young man that actually is quite afraid of what's happening or of life at the moment. I do feel for him because he's, it's almost like he's in the middle of a battle, but he's a battle of his own as well. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Yeah. And the only way we can help is to reach out, and but we need to also be, I would say, more positive, less angry about ourselves. When we're trying to organise and work with him, and put aside any differences that you've got with anybody else around him, because he sees that and he plays on that, and that's where the conflicts really begin. This lady in spirit, this grandmother figure here that I've got here, is coming forward to say that she's coming forward to give you help. Sweetheart, also she's given me awareness of a gentleman that's in spirit, a grandfather as well, okay? And he was really strong in spirit. And for some reason, she's given me a military link with him. Would you understand that? A grandfather's in spirit with a military link.
No, I can't picture anything there.
Okay, I'll leave it with you anyway, because we've spent quite a lot of time on this, okay? But please take the love from the spirit world, okay? But know that they are there to help you as well, and to give you any guidance and courage and love if and whenever you need it, okay?
All right.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for joining. Thank you for phoning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's go to one other caller. I think we have Diana, I think. Diana, are you there?
Hi, Nick. Hi, Judy. Thank you so much for blessing everyone with your gifts and sharing your knowledge.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
I have a tremendous amount going on, so one question certainly would not cover it. So
okay.
I will open to whatever spirit wants to share with me.
Okay, let me just see what we get here, okay? So just bear me a second as I link to the spirit again. Okay, right, thank you. Wow, okay. Diane, as I link into your energy and I link to spirit here, okay, you're right, there is an awful lot going on. There's a change of job going around you as well. Do you understand that? Change of job?
Hopefully I'll have a steady employment.
Okay. Right, thank you. But also, I've got a gentleman here at the moment with you, okay? And he's talking to me about how it's been quite difficult at late as well. Do you understand this? He's talking about money, he's talking about job, he's talking about partnership, he's talking about friends. So there's an awful lot going on around you. Do you understand all this?
Yes, I do.
Right, thank you. Sweetheart, is it also correct as well that there's been an end to a relationship as well, or coming to an end of a relationship? Does that make sense?
I'm a widow, and it was around this time my husband was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, bless you, sweetheart. I'm so sorry to hear that news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay, so again, I don't want to, obviously, I have to go over it again, because I talk about the end of a relationship. Sweetheart, this gentleman that stands before me gives me a lot of love and a lot of energy to give to you, okay? Okay, sweetheart, also, this gentleman here is talking to me about the fact that he would have caused some of this upset, okay? I do feel this is probably your late husband, but he's talking to me about the financial side when he says this. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Sweetheart, right, thank you. He's talking to me about health issues, and this is linked to him, okay? And insurance and payments and missed payments and stuff like that. Do you understand this?
Not missed payments, but I had insurance for him, but it was kind of difficult when I was hurt very bad on the job. I was waiting for back surgery, and it was kind of like perfect storm, and I'm in a legal battle with my employer, so he felt bad. I did get insurance, and I got took care of him at home. He passed at home.
Oh, bless you. Right, thank you. He's coming forward a bit stronger for me now, okay? And he's just talking to me about your circle, your life circle, okay? Right, thank you. Because it's really busy, and I know that because we've said that already, but it's really busy. He's talking to me about it spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. And you can't get you can't get to grips with anything because you are just so up in the air with everything that you're doing at the moment. Thank you. He's talking to me about you prioritizing one thing at a time. Concentrate on the one thing at a time. The work issue is the first, he says, okay? You need to sort out the work issue. He says, thank you. He just said to me, I know it's difficult, obviously, because you can't work at the moment. You understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay? But the work issue is going to change for you, sweetheart, okay? And also, there is going to be... Right, thank you. There's also going to be compensation, you just said. Were you putting in for compensation against an employer?
Yeah, I'm in a... we just filed 2 months ago in federal court. The state and the Department of Labor in my state found that they were wrong in illegally terminating me and kind of held my husband's cancer over my head. They wanted me to start an agreement that they would give me the health insurance so he could be treated if I agreed not to sue them. But
okay.
Okay,
that's great, because he's talking to me about the fact there's compensation coming to you, okay? And then he said about work, so you're taking your work to court for compensation for the loss of earnings, okay, which is great, okay? You are going to get that money. Right, thank you. And with this also, you're going to get... say again? Right, okay. You're going to... Right, okay. There's clerical stuff around you as well. Clerical. So I feel this is work around you. So is it clerical work that you were doing before? Because it's clerical work. I see. Thank you. Right. He just very jokingly said to me, she'll be able to sit down now. So you'll be able to sit down and be at a desk, he says. So you'll be able to do like clerical work. He's giving me clerical work. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. Sweetheart, he's also giving. I know on the last link we talk about legs and hips, okay? And I know you said about your back, but sweetheart, he's talking to me about the legs and your knees, okay? Because they seem to have lost their strength. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do. I get sciatic. Yes.
Right. Right. Thank you. Okay. He's talking to me about the pain as well. He's telling me about it's like either it's too much or you've got to walk. Is it right? You're walking on crutches.
No, I'm not. I'm not walking on crutches. I need to get back to exercise to build my strength back up. So.
Right, okay. Because he's talking about the support with crutches. That's what he's talking about. So maybe you need to, as you say, the exercise and so on. Okay, give me a bit more.
I was on crutches, but...
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Right. Sweetheart, he's also then just bringing my attention to your circle of friends. Okay, because you've got, it's almost like you've got two circles of friends. You've got the really close friends that have stood by you thick and thin, but also you've got the other circle of friends that are, they're just there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they're just spiritual vampires.
Right, yeah, he just said to me, I never liked them. Right, thank you. But also, it's like he gave them space because they were friends. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I've got to say, I have to adore this gentleman. He is absolutely adorable, absolutely full of love for you. Thank you. Right, also, he's talking about kids. He says he just wants to pass on a hello to the kids. Does that make sense? Do you have kids together?
No, I have 5 stepchildren. And they all keep in touch with me. Bob was able to see them all. Actually, one flew in from Madrid, Spain, and kids all over the United States. And his sickness, it was quick. He was diagnosed right before Christmas, and he passed February.
Right. Okay. You're breaking up a little bit there, but so obviously he would have known these kids. He would have known the children. Yes.
Yes. He made peace with them, and he got to see them before he passed.
Fantastic, because he wants to pass on his love and his, you know, his hellos to them also. Okay, I'm going to quickly because I know we are coming to the end, near the end of the show. I'm going to pass you over to Julie. Okay, I'll see if I can get a little bit more for you as well just before we leave. So, Julie, do you want to step in and see what we can get? Julie, are you there?
Yeah, hi. Just unmuting my mic now. yes, hi, sweetheart. I just want to say one thing to you. Hi, darling. I want to say one thing to you, and what I keep getting told is I want you to put down the brushes, put down the washing dishes, put down all of those things that you're trying to fit in your day. You've got so much going off, and I want you to go to your favorite coffee shop. I want you to go to a park. I want you to treat yourself to time alone. You've got a lady with you in spirit who she would have... She ran everything. She had everything organized. And I'm not sure if this is mother or grandmother in spirit or with you, but what she wants you to do is pull you out of that situation. Do you understand that?
Yes, that was my mother. She passed when I was 7.
She's with you, darling, and she is trying to pull you out of all of this activity. Again, it's remembering the theme, personal responsibility. I want you to walk out the door, lock it. I want you to go to the park. I want you to go somewhere. And I want you to find somewhere quiet to breathe. And I want you to talk to your mum. And I want you to listen to the answers. You'll get them in many different ways. She's going to point you in the right direction, darling. She's never left your side. You hear her. You see her. But you don't acknowledge her, correct?
Yes, I do.
Right. Well, it's time to acknowledge her because she's going to help you with all this, darling. Right? She's holding your hand through it. But she says it's time, whether you learn meditation, whether you go, but you've got to do it for you. Put everything behind you. They let people look for you for a change instead of you looking to help them. Okay? Get yourself out.
Oh,
when you pull me. When we're finished here, I want you to go out and just be yourself. Go out and breathe and learn again to breathe and talk to your mum, darling, because she wants to talk to you. Okay, doll.
I hear that.
Go with
my sister, who's 2 years older, was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And I just feel my mother so much around me. I'm about 120 miles from my family. I'm going home for Christmas.
Sweetheart, you need to breathe. You need to talk to your mom. She's working with all this. Stop taking the responsibility for everybody else. Talk to your mom. Take time out for you. It's going to work out, sweetie.
Okay. I thank you so much.
Blessings to you and the family.
You're welcome, sweetheart. And please take the love from your late husband here as well. And he's just talking to me very quickly about a ring. Have you got a ring of his on a chain? Because that's what he's just said to me. But I'm going to leave you with that. Okay, I don't know if you understand that at all. A ring
yeah,
or a
I
chain?
Do.
You do. Okay. And he also just says to me, before he steps back into the spirit world, thank you, sweetheart, for the memories, okay? Because he loves you dearly, okay? Fantastic, cool. Fantastic energy, and lots of love to you, sweetheart, okay? But please, you can listen to this reading by myself and Judy on the archives of MikeSpirit FM, okay? But please take the love from all of the spirit worlds with you as well, okay? And relax, have fun with your life. Okay, sweetheart?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Okay.
Take care. So there we go, guys. Once again, you know, we've come to the end of the show, and I'd like to say thank you to Julie for being my guest this week.
My pleasure, darling.
Fantastic guest, fantastic readings. Really looking forward to actually meeting you in the flesh next year.
Definitely.
Which would be really good, really really good. And obviously, just tell everybody where you can. You're getting lots of messages here in the chat room.
We're getting swamped. okay, of course, coming up on Saturday, 9 p.m. GMT, Sunday, 10 a.m. New Zealand time, you can catch us on Circle of Mediums here on Blog Talk Radio with Mike Spirit FM. You can catch us on spiritualistonline.com, and you can catch us on Facebook groups, Spirit Online. And, of course, just search Julie Sock on Facebook. You'll find me on there. I will catch up with all those that wanted readings today and we didn't have time for, if you join the website. And, of course, join Nick's. Have a look at Nick's website as well. We'll catch you again. And thank you very much, Nick. It's been a lot of fun.
It has. And, once again, thank you very much for your energy this evening. But, obviously, everybody who's listening and in the chat room, obviously, you can find me at www.nick-humphreys.com. Or on Facebook at International Medium Nick Humphreys. Listen out for the Mike Spirit Roadshow. Catch us in Neath in February. And also at the Ladies at Lunch. If you are in Wales and you want to come see us, I will be doing readings there and you can have a chat and so on. At Gadog. I keep getting it wrong. But that's on this Saturday, the 10th, through AH Events. Fantastic event anyway. But until next week, guys, thank you all so much for your energy, for your phone calls and for the spirit world and all the love. You take care. Until next week. Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for International Medium Nick Humphreys or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.